Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your boy Lunch. My people, say love.
Yeah.
Blaze Rock, microphone master. Dub CNN, West Side, yeah. Nigga. You know how we do.
What?
Homeless. Huh? Focus on me,
yeah.
I got the locust homies,
yeah.
Niggas analyze, admire me and smoke this on me. You bogus homie,
yeah.
And you know this homie. Bitch come to my crib, dance and throw this on me. Bang, niggas know my name, H-O-M-E, niggas know my gang. Haters out there don't know my pain. All I really know is a nigga slang. I don't give a fuck, that's what's up. Dubs in it, look that up. Chillin' the cup, throwing it up. Nigga tell me you rollin' the what? Slow the faster,
yeah.
I'm a bastard,
yeah.
J Love and Blaze Rock, microphone masters. Every Monday, hip hop and interviews. Whack a pins tied up,
nigga.
Tennis shoes, I diminish you. I mean demolish you. I mean bits and pieces, nigga. Molecules. Get that money, that's all I do. Every little step I take like Bobby do. Selfless but not bother you, cause the flow is hot and true. Yeah, them niggas hide at you, cause the hoes wanna rock with you. Wow, they love my style, i.e. we so damn wow. J-Love, Blaze Rock, them niggas keep on holding me down. Yeah.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, them nigga Lunch, man. J-Love, Blaze Rock, microphone masters. Dub CNN, every Monday, he's going this out.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. I am J Love, and that's my dude, Blaze Rock. Hey, yo, Blaze, you know what this is?
What's up, bro?
Man, I know you don't really trip on milestones and all that stuff. I just happen to know it because when I was, you know, doing some notes and everything for this week's show, this is episode 10, man.
You know, that's one of the things, like, we got to get a cake in the sake of the 10, and we can broadcast it on, like, Ustream or YouTube or something. And we blow out the candles digitally or something, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, because it's a podcast. Because you know we can't have a fresh cake. We gotta have like a digital representation of a cake or something. I don't know. But it's dope. But it's dope. We still here for ten episodes. I'd be surprised now that, you know, no particular rapper hasn't come through and tried to like smash on the digital location of Microphone Masters. I'm a digital drive-by on you, son. You know what I'm saying? Internet is real.
Yeah, so I can probably speak for you on this. We are really enjoying it, and we appreciate DubCNN.com for giving us the opportunity to kind of bring our points of view to you. So, you know, we're not going to get too sentimental on this. You know, it's just episode 10. We plan on being here for quite a while.
Right on.
Now, this episode, I think we have a cool plate of some good music up on deck. The first couple songs we go into, one of them we have a Dre song. You know, we always have our Dre opinions, but some different topics that we're going to talk about. This might be a little bit more of a thought-provoking type of episode, and we like to mix it up if you do it that way anyway. But so, you know, really, I don't even want to no holds barred on this one. I want to get kind of right into it.
Yes.
So the first one is from dude by the name of Nobody. That's K-N-O-B-O-D-Y. Nobody. He's down with the Hieroglyphic Crew. But this song is called Nicest MC, and I think it's kind of cool. I like
the cool feel of it.
Cool, yeah. Song. And then the second one is a Dr. Dre song, and the song is called, if I'm not mistaken, Prescription.
Yep.
We're going to get into it. We're going to come right back.
Indeed.
And we're going to give our thoughts on especially the Dr. Dre track. So this is Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. Yeah.
Let's go.
Through my veins, I swear, and all my dreams right in front of me, just dangling there. I paint my prayers and scriptures, but they don't get the picture, and I'm tired of getting beat. Sealy about the shade, mister. Mr. Indigo Glyphic, spitting this India Glossier. Ain't from Africa.
Africa, nigga. I ain't from Crenshaw Mafia. I'm from way out there, the third star past Mercury. So this more like rocket science now than brain surgery. They wanna see me make it, just not with the same urgency. I wanna see me make it, I know, cause they back burning me. I sat back, back burning, gathering facts, learning. And when I came back burning shit down, they Nat Turner me. And left a nigga hanging, but I'll be back certainly. I'm terminally ill, and I'll be that permanently. Moved about the flats, now I push dope up on the hill. And once they get it in their system, they gon' feel me, for real. I ain't nice as MC.
I ain't nice as MC. I ain't nice as MC. I ain't nice as MC. I ain't nice as MC.
Ever come around here.
I ain't nice as MC.
Ever come around here.
I ain't nice as MC. 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 I ain't nice as MC.
Ever come around here.
Pound for pound, I'm the best to ever come around here.
Pound for pound, nobody
ever come around here.
Pound for pound,
nobody
ever come around here.
Excluding nobody
ever come around here.
I ain't nice as MC.
Ever come around here.
Pound for pound, I'm the best to ever come around here.
Excluding nobody.
Excluding nobody.
Look what I embody. Body, plenty tracks. Massacre mini beats brought twice as many back to life. Spitting this mouth to mic resuscitation. They said it take twice as much luck as dedication. So I put 1,000 words on paper to paint a portrait. Put up 1,000,000 walls around me and make a fortress. First time I seen my grandmother cry wasn't when my grandfather died, but when she started falling behind on the mortgage. Wanted to wipe away the tears, but I couldn't nearly afford it. No matter how much dope I sold and or recorded, first magazine write-up I got said I was garbage. Regardless of all the nonsense, they obviously supported. While I'm pouring out my heart, worry less about the chorus and more with finding clarity in reality so distorted I can barely sort it out. Sort of out of inspiration, say I have to transform to transcend generation. My hood niggas say my new shit just ain't hood enough. Cuz say it's cool but don't sound like the book enough. Everybody got advice and suggestions, I'm like good looking but the reinvention coming. Wait till you hear what I'm cooking up.
I ain't nice as MC, I ain't nice as MC, I ain't nice as MC, I ain't nice.
Patient, I got your application. I know you've been waiting to see the
doctor.
Here it is, here I am. Here it is, here I am. Yes, your push is right back up on the scene. Yes, my dope is so methamphetamine. Yes, it's coke I laced inside every beat. Shit, I'm trying to get you high. You've been sitting in the waiting room far too long. Too late for AA, you're far too gone. I know you can't take these awful songs. Like a blunt full of bullshit, nigga, hell no. They want some real shit
right now.
They want the real
right now.
Relax, I got you. Good thing I had a couple hundred tons laying around. Legal dispensary serving them by the pound. Back in business, bigger than we ever was. It's aftermath, nigga, you know you heard of us. With nothing but narcotics in every note. Music flooding the streets like when the levee broke. I got the antidote. I got your hands going up and down. You done fucked up now when it's hard to go back to that bullshit. And whatever's on the bar, DR is gonna push it.
I'm operating
all night. You can be my patient.
Well, I'm trying to fuck
all night.
You can be my,
you can be my patient.
I'm operating
all night. You can be my patient.
I'm trying to fuck
all night.
I beat that boom boom down like you deserve. Legs spread out like I mixed in the reverse. Sex contest, there ain't no competitor. Looks like it's too late to get your girl now. Cause I put down, she's my girl now. You ain't gotta come around no more.
For sure.
The doctor's operating on the flow. The doctor's operating on the flow.
Doctor, you got my prescription and it's keeping me alive. Doctor, you got my prescription and it's keeping me alive.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com. Those tracks you just heard, Nicest MC by Nobody, and then the second one, Prescription by Dr. Dre. All right, man. Look, Blaze.
I got an issue.
I got an issue, too, because, I'm not the type of dude that expects, oh, if you drop album three, it's got to be light years ahead of what you did for albums one and two. I just want it to be at least as good as your previous albums. And so when I'm listening to these tracks, I'm just not getting that, man.
Yeah,
I
agree, dude. It doesn't necessarily have to be a super revolutionary revolutionary step for every new track or every new project has to be this huge revolutionary step. I believe in evolution. You know, you have a little step here and there and, you know, little changes here and there for a project. Now, there's two problems, though, with Dre being thrown into that same theory, bro. Think about it. 10 years. It's been a decade or more since the last Dre album. So we all have an expectation, because when you think about it, what were we listening to in the year 2000? You know, what was popping in the year 2000? What was popping in the year 2001, the year 2002? When you think about what music sounded like, or specifically what hip-hop was sounding like on the radio, you know, on videos, how, you know, that was prime period of time where hip-hop was taking over the world and all this, and every commercial was littered with some lame hip-hop, you know, interpretation, or some rapper was, you know, hawking their shoes in the middle of a NCAA game or something. So what I'm saying, though, is it a matter where Dre is simply trying to appease the time period that this new record and this new project is coming out in? Or is this a logical evolution of where Dre is compared to 10 or 11 years ago?
Yeah, I think, and to that point, I think because with all the different stories you hear about how many times this album has been recorded and re-recorded and scratched, I mean, and scrapped and then, back, and then yeah. started re-recording it, you would think that it seems like he's that guy, to use another sports analogy, he's the guy at the plate that's gripping. Because it's been so long, and he's just trying to knock it out the park to be so different, to change it up again. As all people always say, Dre always changes it up. But when you think about it, when you think of a Dre record, track record, solo records is what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. He only has two of those when you think about it. Right. Well, if you count the Been There, Done That album, which please don't ever
count. That didn't occur. We gonna rewind that back like that didn't occur. But yeah, he only has two solo albums, but I guess the problem is this. If you think about it, you can't give Dre that excuse. Yeah, he's only had that album. But the stuff that he's been producing, and we all know Dre is not the, okay, I made a beat, I'm going to slide you a copy. Dre is the, okay, come down to the studio, we going to work this out. I'm going to make sure your breath control is on point. I'm going to make sure every little morsel and detail is right, and etc. So we know that his sound, we know what his sound has been over this period of time. Then all of a sudden you start hearing these leaks and singles from the, you know, from the new album, and you're like, wait a minute, what the heck just happened here? Prescription for me is a problem. Uh-huh. Where Kush was sort of a reach back to the old school to the old Dre. I won't say old school, but to the older Dre, the Chronic 2001 Dre, the Chronic Dre. The Doggy Style Dre, it's a reach back to that with a, you know, with a sort of a contemporary update, you know, all right? So then you have that I Need a Doctor track where it's like, okay, I need to be on the radio the way everything else is on the radio. Okay, I can deal with that because that's typical for hip-hop. No matter what the scene is, that's what people do. What I can't get with this Prescription song is, why are we all of a sudden now hearing Dr. Dre dance radio Britney Spears types of crap? I can't get with that. That I can't accept.
Yeah, I think and that's it. Wasn't it? There was some rumor that this Detox album was morphing into some type of dance or electro dance type of album, and I hope that is not the case, because that's what it's leading me to believe.
And I think the worst part for me is I have no problem with the electro music. There's some dope electro type hip hop tracks. There are some terribly, 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 incredibly whack ones as well. It's also better when the sound of the song seems like more organic or seems like something that just came together because it's dope to do something different, as opposed to, okay, this is the most popular thing out right now, let's copy it. And this does not sound like Dre is saying, okay, I'm Dr. Dre, I set trends. You know what I'm saying? This is Dr. Dre saying, okay, everybody else is doing it. This is what's popular. This is what the little kids and the teenagers and the Jersey Shore addicts want. So let me do that exactly that the same way they do it. I'm just not okay with that. I'm just not able to accept it. I don't know if you heard that little leak, the Under Pressure track with Jay-Z. I thought that track was a little better than this track, for what it's worth.
And I agree with you.
You know, and everybody was saying, oh, that's not that tight, that's not that great. So I don't know. I really don't know what people want. I've said it before in a number of episodes of this wonderful program that I think no matter what, Dre cannot win. Because either he's going to be fighting against the folks who have an expectation from his previous work, he's going to be fighting with the folks who have an expectation for having to wait this long, or he's fighting the expectations of the people who have no idea who he is, or he's fighting the expectations of the people who want to hear a particular type of music. I find it hard to win, but if you look at the numbers for I Need a Doctor, it makes me look like I don't know jack.
You tell me, how have they been looking? I guess...
people have apparently been like really into it. It was, I don't quote me, but it was fairly high on the iTunes charts and whatnot, and I guess, you know, it sold more than, okay, I'm on Wikipedia, and I know people say that Wikipedia isn't a reliable source, but I don't care. ultimately, it's saying that it sold more than 1 million copies in the United States alone. Its chart performance at this point, it is U.S. rap songs, it peaked at 23. U.S. pop songs, it peaked at 33. U.S. Billboard Hot 100, it peaked at 4. Across the world, it's doing marginal. It's not, you know, it's not blowing the doors off of anything, but, you know, it's making a little bit of impact here and there. For what it's worth, it's not doing as much as maybe Nothing But a G Thing or Dre Day or anything like that. And, you know, it's definitely not doing, you know, the type of numbers that we're used to seeing from a Dre song.
Yeah, and I think it's funny because there's still no hard release date for this Detox album.
So. And there won't be. There won't be because it's going to be out when he's ready. And everybody knows that nobody knows what that is.
And the longer that takes... The more apathy. But
yeah.
So we're gonna touch back on that again at some point in time down the road. But
absolutely.
So we're gonna get into a couple more songs. This first one is Lee Majors featuring E-40 Sitting on Butter. You know, when E-40 comes to a track, he definitely adds, and I think that's why I wanted to add this song.
Of course.
And then we got Felt, which is Murs and Slug. It's called Protagonist. It's from an album that came out a couple years ago. But Lee Majors featuring E-40 Sitting on Butter and Felt, Protagonist. This is Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm just a hustler on the guy.
No butter.
Real fancy and elegant, man.
No butter.
You know?
No butter. No
Lee Majors.
Sapo. Turkey
Bag Boys.
E-40. This is for the G's. This is for the hustlers.
Sitting on butter, man.
This is for the hustlers. This is for the G's.
Hey, who did this beat right here?
This is for the hustlers. I'm down on the grind trying to satisfy the customers. Sitting on butter. Sitting on butter. Sitting on butter. Sitting on butter. Sitting on butter.
But my inside wetter, all black in tea, but a soft leather. And this kush got me sitting up high. Girls see my ride and they wanna get inside. Fresh out the detail, just got splashed. Having so much money,
my nickname Cash.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. Out there on the grind, pushing work to the customers.
Sitting on butter, 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 sitting on butter. Damn fine frame shotgun, I'm a cutter. This is for the G's, this is for the hustlers. This is for the G's, this is for the hustlers. This is for the G's, this is for the hustlers. Out there on the grind trying to satisfy the customers.
Sitting on butter, having my cheddar rim so tall that I need a ladder to climb on my whip and hit a few spots. Cut a few corners, bend a few blocks, make a few stops, pull up with the knock. Music so loud, my speakers are pop. Smoking some pot, me and the box, cell phone down, there go the cops. I'm about my revies, man. You know my Gouda, man. My money long, you're shorter than a Oompa Loompa, man. My fatty grown, your fatty premature and amateur. I own a home, you still live at home with your mother. With your mother.
Sitting on butter, home 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 sitting on butter. Home dime fine frame shotgun, I'm a cutter. This is for the G's, this is for the hustlers. This is for the G's, this is for the hustlers. This is for the G's, this is for the hustlers. Out there on the grind trying to satisfy the customer.
Got a dime fine frame shotgun riding with me. Baby from the O, but she live in the city. 528, Ray Barton Hemi. Paint so sick like it just lost a kidney. Whip so clean you can put it in your house. Seat so soft feel better than your couch. Yank up on you smelling like the best. Three chain gang, that's the ice on the neck.
Sitting on butter, 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 sitting on butter. Home dime fine frame shotgun, I'm a cutter. This is for the G's, this is for the hustlers. This is for the G's, this is for the hustlers. This is for the G's. This is for the hustlers. Out there on the grind trying to satisfy the customers.
Never made it across. Belt 3, the final frontier. Forget Coulda, shoulda chose Pam Grier. We're here, and we ain't going nowhere. Take your hands off the steering wheel and throw them in the air.
I tried to tell them, but they wasn't trying to listen to me.
Listen to me!
There was no other choice, I had to tell them, give it to me.
Give it to me!
I tried to tell them, but they wasn't trying to listen to me.
Listen to me!
I keep it civil, but right now I wanna kick in your teeth.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com. So, once again, I'm Jay Love, that's Blaze Rock. Hey, last episode we talked a little bit about obviously the passing of Nate Dogg, and something that, and this is something that WCNN is kind of supporting, which is a good thing in this respect, but I want to talk about something that just kind of had me a little bit saddened or puzzled by this. Nate Dogg's estate or his family is accepting donations because obviously he passed away, and so to kind of help the family in terms of financially. Right. And it makes me concerned, and I wanted to see what you thought about this, man. You have artists that are in the public limelight, and even if somebody's not making these six-figure checks and all that, or seven-figure checks in terms of what they're generating in revenue and all that, I think this made me think about the short-sightedness of maybe artists or maybe entertainers or just some folks when they're planning for their demise, what they're leaving behind with their family. And it just made me kind of sad to think that somebody who was as busy, who generated as much revenue as a Nate Dogg, and even if that his family has to kind of accept donations just to get themselves to be able to be on some type of halfway decent type of footing to be able to move forward since he's left us and gone on to a better place. And I just wanted to see what your thoughts are.
I'm gonna say I'm probably be the, you know, again, as you, it seems like I'm always saying this, but I'm gonna say what's probably unpopular. First of all, you know, it speaks down to the fact that we're just not protecting ourselves like we should. We're getting in these opportunities in the music industry, and we're not doing the things that we need to financially, fiscally. We're not doing the things we need to prepare for ourselves, which actually mirrors kind of the way, you know, the community does about everything. You know, we're, you know, it's not just rappers. It's regular people are in the same boat. We're not taking those steps like other groups of people do to make sure that our estates are in order, that our families are going to be taken care of when we're gone. We're just not capitalizing on the opportunities that we have. With Nate Dogg, it's worse because you say to yourself, this dude has easily helped to generate at least $500 million or more over the course of his career. If you look at the impact that a single he was on may have had for a particular artist. If you go through some of these albums and, you know, some of these tracks that he has been featured on, and you think about the amount of, you know, the amount of play that these songs have gotten and continue to get, you can't help but wonder how he had to have been getting something from that. So then when you say, okay, now he's having to, I mean, now his family, I should say, is having to accept donations. You know, it's heartbreaking because it says this dude did all of this stuff over, you know, over this period of time, but either A, it wasn't enough, or B, he didn't do enough, or even C, something's just been incredibly not right. You know, and I've heard people say that, you know, they can't understand why, you know, all these rich MCs like Snoop, Dre and whatnot aren't taking care of the situation. But then you have to wonder, it's like, all right, what are they supposed to do, or how much are they supposed to do? Right. At what point is it a responsibility of that particular person to have made, you know, to have taken steps to be prepared for, you know, for a situation that could inevitably occur? So I mean, I love Nate Dogg anyway, but I'm just saying that it has to be a reminder to our community that we have to be prepared and we have to function differently. We cannot live as if today is the only day to worry about. We have to worry about tomorrow.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. Hopefully, and it's always sad that when somebody passes away, whether it's somebody that you love or just somebody in general, makes you think, somebody that has some impact on you, makes you think, wow, think of your own mortality, and hopefully maybe this is something that is a catalyst to help to maybe get somebody to get life insurance for themselves.
Would love to see some of our artists take the time to influence people about things like this as much as they do about buying a Bentley that they can't afford, or what's the next cartoon character chain that they're gonna buy, or some foolishness like that. Because, I mean, yeah, it's cool you want to floss your money, and I'm not telling anybody how to work their money. I'm just saying that we have, you know, inevitably, we have a responsibility to the people who are looking to us, to the people who are listening to us, because the things that fruits of your mouth are going to have to plant the soil in the future. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I mean, for what it's worth, we're going to go to a topic very similar to that in a few minutes anyway, because I think, you know, I think it does bring the question up, you know, as to whether or not artists themselves, artists and people in the industry, producers, if you will, our actual role models to some of the people in the community and some of their listeners. But we're not going to talk about that now. We're going to give our people a little time to, you know, reflect on the thoughts and of course, reflect on the memory of Nate Dogg. But think about it a little bit. Do you think an artist needs to be or should be considered a role model? Or are we going back to the days of like Charles Barkley saying, I'm not a role model, I'm just, you know, I'm just a baller or whatever. So when we come back, before we come back, we're gonna play a couple of songs, one by Scooby called Don't Understand, one by Lifesavers, and that's The Soul Goes On, and of course Grand Agent with One Man Army. So when we return, we'll be back on that business. Again, it's a little headier Microphone Master Show. I'm Blaze Rock, that's J Love. Let's get into the music. Scooby, Don't Understand. Yeah.
One time. Yeah. Look, I swear, I'ma make it out of this room. How does a bed door and ceiling start to feel like a tomb? All I get from music now is a tick and a boom. And a jackass with shades saying what should improve. The term hot, getting cold, and what's old feels new. Still pissed, ticker left, BET ain't you. Why they stop Comic View? Why they stop Uncut? In sixth grade, I cut the TV down, but I stayed up and watched the kind of girls I thought was the keepers, the Keishas. Bikini tight enough to fit a key in. Unlocked. Since then, I've grown. I've stopped. I've learned that we ought to invest in more than the tube top. I met a 90s kid that never heard of Tupac. It's kind of random, but it's stuck in my mind. I bet he think radio really play good music and got a couple blog rappers up in his top five. It's crazy. They gon' have to mention rap in Black history. Without YouTube, my glory days be a mystery. Hit L.A., you went to Fat Beast instantly. Like, why is this closing down? It doesn't make sense to me. That was last year, after Fairfax. Left with a lot of love, diamond sweaters and huff hats. Came back, did a show, show me where the lust at. I said, put your hands up, I ain't tell you to touch that.
Niggas don't understand me. Drop the mixtape, that shit sounded like an album. Niggas don't understand me. There he go again, talking that shit. Niggas don't understand me. Drop the mixtape, that shit sounded like an album.
Lord knows if I'm in for these award shows, it ain't Illuminati, it's insecurity making those brothers get crazy. Sisters have babies, I never have one, cause she need money for Mercedes. Damn, I keep it real when it pays to be faker. In the label office when radio never played a song I created or a verse I wrote. He see his daughter staring in the mirror, rehearse my quotes. Find a 7-digit number, reimburse my flow. Money ain't the world to me, but it got perks I know. I ride low. Cause this world is the sickest, but the medicine's expensive. I'm just playing my position to the max. Sip this and relax. Why argue the opinion? We already know the facts. When dudes start rapping, they say everybody whack. It's the same as cops thinking every criminal is black. My prediction is that I'ma put it in inside the map. Come in my city, it's still segregated, white and black. I'm fighting these hunger pains when I'm still fighting that. It's called standing for something. You should do more than react. I'm just saying.
Drop the mixtape, that shit sounded like an album. Niggas don't understand me. There he go again, talking that shit. Niggas don't understand me. Drop the mixtape, that shit sounded like an album. Niggas don't understand me. There he go again, talking that shit.
proceed to send you quotes from the best MC. Won't share the recipe, been had it, you just ain't read the menu. We ain't done, blast off to the future where we come from. Go ahead, download the mastery, pound for the clout. So please get behind the music, baby, VH1. You skip to classes, can't see my point, nigga, get some glasses. It's simple as this, why change? If I dumped it down anymore, I'd be spitting it backwards. Still, I simplify this, manslaughter, I gotta testify. If you investigate, the evidence will state I murder anything my fingertips collide with. So we put soul on the platter, could climb to success, but we'd rather take control of the ladder. Found out the goal doesn't matter, when your bill's time, everything you own doesn't add up. It's necessary I find the means, my lineage speaks a long line of kings. I lost 100 pounds, that's plenty, and though that put me halfway to skinny, I ain't buying them jeans, dog. I swing low, L dot, O dot, you blend in with the rest of them, that's so hot. The cookie cutters on the shelves, please know the pro swag well, but the alpha male don't robot. Extraordinary league, we toast to those. My advice after we wreck, close the show. Fall back, don't try to locate the spaceship. We call you makeshift niggas, remote control. 100 yards, I run it back, go to go. Saddle up, ride the bull crap rodeo. For a fistful of dollars, I'll let you see Chris Wallace, then bring you back to reality, soul to soul, just soul to soul.
And on and on and we go on and on and we go on and on and on.
Told the rest of y'all be yakking to the soul of my voice or the chop and the chicken. Y'all know the real in this rap and get it cracking, man. It's nothing to us, like that's what's happening. I bench press a minivan while doing a backspin. Jump down the elevator shaft, I get laughing. Smack packy y'all without getting my eye blacking. And pose for paparazzi, them action lights flashing. After that, we keeps the party packed in. Y'all clapping, sound like the blast of a Mac 10. The facts then, y'all be having some fun with it. We just born with it, soul brothers done did it.
Make it tapped into the sounds of them LS fellas. Jumbo is dope, Shines is dope, versatile. Well, just rewind what I wrote and y'all be the judge. But versatile means that I'm all the above. You know, match for me, Dolo, start teaming up. But now 1500, get your feature done. You try hard but never reach the sun. You 2020 can't see mine. You got to feel me to understand I'm the book of Eli. Your buzz came and went with acid wash Levi's. Check your vitals, we live, it's audio jihad. How you going on feet or feet first? Even aliens travel deep space to reach verse. Yeah, we did some deals on the side to keep it even, but quantum is the foundation, we ain't leaving. It goes on
and on and on and yeah, we go on and on and we go on and on and on.
Come back with the omen. Enemy heads on the chain that hang lowin'. Automobiles born from jets called the Boeing. Looking like America's next top rapper. Cooking like America's next top rapper. Moving like America's next top rapper. Well, who is him? America's next top rapper. Mount Holly, Jerusalem, the Mount Holly Cadillac. Recognized as the rapper from Macarac. All witnesses will be bought off a kill. So if you said something, head off into the hills. But if you heard something, pump up the volume. Pump up the volume, dance, dance. Say the word, cousin, I slumped you on iTunes. Should've bought your mans, your man. Killer first man. Wrong again. in my gigolo drawers, where I keep something that'll relax your mind. More powerful than Galaxo Smith Klein. The whole time getting hourly fees for motivational speaking on how you should be. Listen, get your drink and your two-step right. Get your good buzz, then you test out your new weapon. If you clear the club out, it's official in the club ain't the type spot a true thug ain't. When crews call themselves glitches, them better know how to save a life like the friend. Kill the first man.
Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com. I like that Lifesavers joint. They are out of, if I'm not mistaken, the Portland, Oregon area.
Yeah, I and, think that's fresh.
I've liked them for a while, so you definitely want to stay up on Lifesavers. But yeah, so what you alluded to before, kind of set the table for, are artists role models? And I would say no, they're not.
Nope.
Because when I have an artist, when I'm playing bridging whatever genres, if I'm playing a Neo, or if I'm playing a Dr. Dre or an Ice Cube or whatever the heck, then it's my responsibility for my child, if they're listening to this and I see that they're really being influenced by this artist or what they're talking about, to take time out to let them to educate them on what this song is about or the fantasy that's involved with that song. And I think too often, because I used to do some substitute teaching, and I would see parents that rolled up and they bumping, they doing their thing, and when you see the kids, because I would have those kids in the class, and they would be acting the same way in which they heard, trying to act out the lyrics that they heard in the song that they were listening to, and I think it falls upon the parents, but I think artists are oftentimes our role models because parents just don't really give a darn to really interject.
I think it's, you know, I don't think it's as cut and dry as everybody wants to make it. You know, I think everybody wants to make it a binary situation where you're either not or you are, or you either are or you're not. And, you know, it's that back and forth between, yeah, well, you do this, so now you're a role model. No, you know, you don't have to be a role model simply because, you know, people listen to what you say. But I think there's an important responsibility for everybody that has the ear of an audience. I'm not saying you have to all of a sudden, you know, be a super conscious rapper, or that you have to all of a sudden litter your information with super scientific rhyme, lyrical, whatever. What I am saying, though, is you have a responsibility outside of the entertainment to make sure that people are educated, to make sure people are growing as a result of your influence. I'm not saying you have to change your subject matter. I'm not saying you have to change your songs or your style or your method. I'm not saying you have to change any of that, but I am saying we have a responsibility to utilize that audience outside of just making money off of it. Because, you know, hip hop people, especially black folks, we are good about saying that the man is taken from us and white folks is taken from us and they just ripping us off and they just leeching off of our abilities. But when you think about it, a lot of our artists are doing the exact same thing to our own communities and to the audience that they overwhelmingly market themselves to. If you want to preach foolishness, preach foolishness. If you want to talk, if you want to improve people, you teach about improving people. And I think that, you know, we've gotten to the point that hip-hop is synonymous with ignorance. Hip-hop is synonymous with, I don't want to worry about what's really going on in the world. And I think that's a disservice to the community. It's a disservice to the artists as well. So, no, I don't believe that they should be role models. I don't think they should be burdened with that. But I do think that there is that inherent responsibility in having the ear of an audience that makes you responsible for their improvement along with their entertainment.
And I think along the same lines, there are artists that do good things within their communities, or yes, are, and even not even, even if you take out the community responsibility or the community actions, and you see that they are doing things in terms of their entrepreneurial spirit, that are opening businesses, that are employing people and doing some of these things, they're not given the same type of coverage.
Absolutely.
Because it's not as salacious. It's not as, oh, well, so-and-so is beefing with so-and-so, or this person said that he thinks so-and-so's album isn't as good. And so it's not covered because people don't want to hear that. Yeah, they're attracted to those negative things as opposed to hearing how somebody is trying to create jobs or donating computers to a school or whatever the case may be. And I think that is sad because those are, as we were talking off air about teachable moments.
Right.
That's a teachable moment to somebody when you're saying, look at what that person is doing for the community and look at what that person is seeing in terms of trying to continue to build not only to build a legacy. In terms of an empire or whatever the term is you want to use, but to continue to advance themselves as far as a business is concerned, because music, we know that, you know, it can be so fleeting. You can be popular for 20 years and all of a sudden one day you're just not popular anymore, even if you're putting out music that's just as good as it was from your first album to your 10th. So it's just something that is definitely a concern for me.
No, I agree. I mean, I agree with you, and I think it's difficult to make a blanket statement, and I don't intend to make a blanket statement to say that all rappers or most rappers or anything like that. I'm just saying that, you know, we spend a lot of time dealing with hip-hop. You know, we spend a lot of time reading about hip-hop, reading hip-hop magazines, influenced by the hip-hop scene. You know, we see shows, we go to places, we do things in hip-hop, and so you're able to establish an understanding of what the prevailing opinions are. You're able to see what's most popular and things like that. So then when you have folks like my favorite punching bag, like Gucci Mane, you know, who's not interested in making anybody anything. You know, he wants to, I mean, no matter what people say, they want to leech off the people who need to feel this connection with an artist who's essentially, you know, just entertaining. So that's why I say it's not really, you don't have to be a role model, but I do think we need to focus some of our energy towards improvement of our community, improvement of our you know, of our genre as a whole. But I think that's something that goes for you know, I think it's something that's going to continue as a conversation piece for as long as the, you know, the type of genre, the type of music that we listen to exists. And I think that has existed since forever. I'm sure the Rolling Stones would do the same type of thing.
I agree with you there, and we want to let y'all know that while Blaze and I are definitely no role models, y'all might love us, but we love y'all more. So we're going to go into a quick Mobb Deep track. It's Love Y'all More, Mobb Deep, and we're going to come right back, give you a quick roll call and everything. But this is Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com.
Funk Master Flex Night.
Funk Master Flex.
Funk Master Flex. Hey,
yo, check this out, sir. Do the thick and thin, strong and long. We love y'all cause y'all love us, we love y'all more. Through the thick and thin, strong and long. We love y'all cause y'all love us, we love y'all more. We love you more, we love you more. Through the thick and thin, we gon' remain strong. We do these songs for you cause we love y'all. Love us back and we love y'all,
yeah, yeah,
more.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, well, damn it, the hell, fuck is Mobb Deep. Where y'all been at, scratch? Recharging the batteries, had to regroup, reboot the system, press reset. Fresh start right from where we started at. We only go forward, we never go back. But sometimes you gotta step outside to look in. Got an eagle eye view in a vulture's mentality. A poor man's lifestyle, a rich man's salary. Get that new shit, you need to get with the times. The infamous life and times of havoc and peace. It's real music with substance. These other fools shallow. Feel it from the speakers down to your bone marrow. See the audience is my love, and I will be a liar if I ain't say I love. Lost a little bit of fire, but here, take my hand, and we gon' keep it blazing hot. The hate in our relationship never stops. Thick and thin, strong and long. We love y'all, cause y'all love us, we love y'all more. Through the thick and thin, strong and long. We love y'all, cause y'all love us, we love y'all more. We love you more, we love you more. Through the thick and thin, we gon' remain strong. We do the songs for you, cause we love y'all. Love us back and we love y'all more.
Yeah. I feel so alive, like it's overtime. I beat the buzzer, rediscover the hunger. 5, last of a dying breed. Still in the jungle where the lions be. So you do right where to find me. On the corner of the office, MOB bosses. competitive and not talking, cause the sour got us coughing. My swag got him nauseous. Hurry, get it, but tall as Pete home. I gotta go in. Niggas ain't trying to spoil it. Fuck bitches, get money. Got a fetish for this Louis. You a short film while we make movies. Repeat my lips, read my lips. We got clips, the heat I spit. Don't give a fuck about the jealousy, them female emotions. You know that I be knowing, gotta put it where they don't miss. Devour like a bunch of locusts. Son, I'm so focused. I leave these niggas dead where they stand. These niggas hopeless.
Thick and thin, strong and wrong. We love y'all cause y'all love us. We love y'all more. Through the thick and thin, strong and wrong. We love y'all cause y'all love us. We love y'all more. We love you more. We love you more. Thinking it then, we gon' remain strong. We do these songs for you, cause we love y'all. Love us back and we love y'all more.
And we are back. It's Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. Yo, you know, DubCNN.com is the place for you to go to get the flyest interviews, to stay in tune to what's going on in hip-hop. A lot of West Coast-centric stuff going on, but if it's hot, you know we're definitely covering it on DubCNN.com. Make sure you support DubCNN Radio, the DubCNN Radio Network, so you know every Friday, you know, J-Double's bringing it with DubCNN Radio. So you got to make sure you stay on top of that. Hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on the forums. Let us know what you think. You can also hit us up on the email. That's MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. So, you know, you can hit us up and we'll definitely respond to you back and send us those tracks. And if you're a dope MC and you got a track you want us to check out, we can definitely do that.
And if you're whack, you can send them too, but it won't change anything. We'll make fun of you if necessary. Just keeping it real. I ain't gonna tell nobody no lie. You'll send a terribly whack track in here and find yourself on Microphone Masters, you know. I mean, it is what it is. I'm an equal opportunity opinionator, you know. Opinionator. It's my own business right there. I'm an equal opportunity opinionator, meaning that if your track is dope, I'm gonna say, man, that was dope. And if your track is garbage, I'm gonna say, man, that mess was hot dookie garbage. So just be prepared that we have no shame, nor do we have any affiliations with any particular artists or in particular crews. And no, we don't care who you are. We will still tell it like it is.
And speaking of tell like it is, real quick on this week's Black Fact. This is just a book. This is just real quick, just a book for you to check out. It's called Black Like Me. The author is John Howard Griffin. If you haven't heard of this book, or maybe you've heard it in passing and all that stuff, it's an interesting book about a white man who had conducted a kind of a scientific experiment. So he went through the process of kind of changing the color of his skin using some, when you read the book, you'll understand. But in going into the South, this is in the 50s, so definitely during the hot time of racism and things in the country, and found out some interesting things, and he needs his eyes open in terms of the way that the temperature of the country was, especially in those southern states around that time, and the way that black folks were treated. So it's a good book to check out. I remember reading it, and when I was kind of looking through and thinking of something to cover for this week's Black Fact, that kind of came to my mind, and I think I'm going to reread that book, and it's on my list now to reread. So Black Like Me, make sure you check that out. Once again, the author is John Howard Griffin, so check that book out. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into a couple more songs, and we're going to shout out to you. It's episode 10. Do it again. But it's a Jay-Z song. It's called Thank You, and if you haven't heard it, I kind of like this.
Thank you.
Makes me think of Frank Sinatra. And then this dude, if you haven't heard of this dude, his name is Brother Ali. The name of the song is Us. It's Brother Ali. I remember coming across this album. The name of the album is Us as well, and it's one of my top tens, just because I think of the mood of the album, the way it feels to me, and when you listen to it. This song Us really is. It's I think it captures the feel of kind of some of the stuff that we were talking about, of some of the different things here on this episode. So Jay-Z, Thank You, Brother Ali, Us. We're gonna be right back. It's Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for coming out this evening. Thank you. You're far too kind. Hold your applause. This is your song, not mine. Thank you.
thank you, please hold your applause. For I just applied logic, keys, open doors. Now a balcony, opera, black tux, binocular, black lux. Stop it, I shouldn't be so popular. Name keep popping up, face keep popping up. On the two, I'm just watching Pacquiao box him up. How would I know HBO would get a shot of us? Sitting so close that we almost got snot on us. Please don't bow in my presence, how am I a legend? I just got 10 number one albums, maybe now 11. More hits than an hour 11. That is no reason to treat me like I'm somehow from out of heaven. Heaven knows that I've made my mistakes. That God, what a guy, as I say my grace. Who would have thought by making birds migrate? For the winter, I'll be fly all summer, might I say. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're fuck too kind. Hold your applause. This is your song, not mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Fuck too kind. Do me a favor, don't do me no favors. I'll handle mine. Help me, baby. We are really high tonight. We tip the waiter $100 to keep the ice cold, right? We the last ones to keep the wise guys cold alive. If I can't live by my word, then I'd much rather die. No, no, don't thank me, it's just how my suit is stitched. I'm cut from a different cloth, I'm just who the shoe fits. For the color of money like a Tom Cruise blitz. If I put eight balls in corners without using pool sticks. Beautiful music when champagne flutes click, eh. Beautiful women sipping through rouge lips, eh. Danger approaches, we're like, wait, who's this? Let us say you some trouble, son, what size suit you is? This way after the Ruger shoots through a few clips, you can lay in your casket just as you is. We appreciate the target practices. We'll be sure to send flower baskets, kid. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're fuck too kind. Hold your applause. This is your song, not mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're fuck too kind. Do me a favor, don't do me no favors. I'll handle mine. I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. I was gonna do it with the flow, but they did it with the sales. I was gonna 9-11 them, but they didn't need the help. And they did a good job, them boys is talented as hell. So not only did they brick, they put a building up as well. They ran a plane into that building, and when that building fell, ran to the crash site with no mask and in hell. Toxins deep inside their lungs until both of them was failed. Blew a cloud out like an L into a jar and took a smell. Cause they heard the secondhand smoke kills. Niggas thought they was ill, found out they was ill. And it's like you know exactly how I wanted you to fail. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're fuck too kind. Hold your applause. This is your song, not mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're fuck too kind. Do me a favor, don't do me no favors. I'll handle mine. Really high, really, really high. No, really, really high, really high tonight. We are really high, really high tonight. We are really high, really high tonight. Love you, Lefty. Kiss the wife tonight for me.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yes, I do. Let me get one more. Check this out right here. I started rhyming just to be somebody, to make people notice me at the party, and not be just a new kid that's albino. Make them say, yeah, I know, but have you heard them rhyme? No. Now I take that same party around the globe, and my story connected with a lot of folks. I hope so, cause that's the only thing that I know. I know it so well, I tell it with my eyes closed. And I go with the feeling from the start, blind in the eyes, so I see you with my heart. And to me, all y'all look exactly the same. Fear, faith, compassion, and pain. And try as we may to mask it with names, such as your religion or your class or your race. The same color blood just passed through our veins. And tears taste the same when they splash on your face. The world's getting too small to stand in one place. It's like we're roommates just sharing a space.
Can't separate and still carry the weight. Gotta heal, get away from the fear and the hate. Gotta shake free from them chains. You see what remains, just a human being, end of the day. Don't matter to me what name you gave your spiritual claim. Close your eyes and you see what I'm saying. I started rhyming just to be somebody. I found out that I already was. Cause can't nobody be free unless we're all free. There's no me and no you, it's just us. Street preacher, what a fan once called me. I've been called worse and tried to live up. Hope you don't mind a few more stories. I swear to God, y'all, I tell them with love.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. So we have come to the end of another great episode, and you know, sometimes when I used to sit in my kindergarten class, we used to sing a goodbye song, goodbye now everyone, our work here is done. So man, I feel as if we've tried to enlighten some folks with some dope music this episode. What do you think, Mr. Blaze? Rock.
Man, I think we're doing what we're supposed to do. We're trying to, you know, because we part of it's music, but part of it's your mind. We want to work your mind. We want to work the music. You know, we want to make sure people are getting something out of both. And we don't want people to think that, you know, that we super highbrow. We don't bump the, you know, we don't bump whatever. Man, I bump anything that's dope. And I'm not going to lie to you. But I still, you know, I still think that sometimes we got to step back for a second. And, you know, and look at what we're doing. And that's all we try to encourage people to do, is just to think a little bit and then go back to your regular scheduled programming. So,
and you know what? Yeah. I doubt that Dre or his camp, maybe they do listen to the Microphone Masters podcast. Hey, Dre, I would love to have you on the show.
Yeah.
we could talk about maybe you could set us straight on some of the things that you're doing with the Detox album. We'd love to do that because we have our opinions and we definitely couldn't share them, and we hoping that we are wrong and our jaws drop whenever that date comes. I feel like we're talking about that great getting up morning when Detox is gonna come.
Yeah, man.
So
in that great getting up morning.
So, but without further ado, make sure you tune in next episode. This has been Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com.
To the next Blaze episode. Rock,
I'm J Love. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Word up.